friends, thank you for joining me on Coffee with Janita. I am Janita, and today I will be narrating our Sunday letter that you got in your email today, April 14th. Now, as I always say, scattered people are my people. You are me and I'm you. We are us. So this month, or right now with our Sunday letters, we are focused on identifying our strengths, self-care, and that as a part of self-care. And specifically this week, I want to talk about being on the struggle bus, because I was on the struggle bus all week long. Okay. So I'm getting ready to jump in with our Sunday letter. Hey there, lovely souls. I want to share something with you today, a glimpse into my own recent journey on the roller coaster ride of scattered thoughts and challenges. You see, this past week, I took a ride on the ADHD struggle bus, and let me tell you, it was quite the adventure. Picture this: busy days filled with endless tasks and activities, yet by the end of it all, I found myself wondering, what have I actually accomplished? Have you ever had one of those days? I mean, clearly I have, but this week, it seemed to be the theme of my week. And then came the meltdowns. Oh yes, they were very real meltdowns with very real tears. One moment I found myself dropping things left and right as if my coordination had decided to take a sudden vacation. Pens, phones, you name it, they seemed to have a mind of their own, choosing to make a break for it and roll away as far as the laws of physics would allow. And let's not forget the dinner debacle. Procrastination led to a late night meal prep session, only to have a container of soup perform an impromptu pole vault, showering our kitchen floor with tomatoey goodness. Cue the meltdown. Tears and all, very real tears and all. But amidst the chaos and frustration, there was a moment of clarity. As I sat down with the kids to enjoy a comforting bowl of pork shoulder and prik nam pla, which is a Thai condiment of fish sauce, lime juice, thinly sliced bird's eye chilies, brown sugar, and garlic. You want about twice as much lime juice, and I have been known to use vinegar if I don't have lime juice. Twice as much lime juice or vinegar to fish sauce, and then the rest to taste. It's this really balanced, delicious, like sour, sweet, spicy, savory. It's delicious, okay? That with fried eggs over rice, phenomenal. I digress. I realized something profound. Actually, the next morning, that despite the challenges and mishaps, I had managed to overcome them one step at a time. Was it ugly? Yes. Was it infuriating? Mm-hmm. Would I prefer to skip the nonsense? Absolutely. But I let myself cry. That's a strength. I asked for help. I had the kids come in and cook the rice for me. That's a strength. I kept my eye on the real priority, which was an easy dinner. That's a strength. I chose to eat with my loved ones. That's a strength. And I took my full and over itself directly to bed so I could rest and reset. That is an absolute strength. Now, I did not take stock of all of this and see all of this until the next day, but that's when it hit me that in the midst of my scattered thoughts and struggles, I initially thought I had just like barely survived, but there was actually more to see. I had exhibited strength to persevere, to adapt, to feel, to need, and to find moments of comfort and joy amidst all of the chaos. Now, what I'd like to do is gently invite you to reflect on your own experiences. How have you managed to overcome or survive the challenges that you have faced? What have you learned about yourself and your world during those struggles? There's this quote that says, we don't learn from experiences, from having experiences. We learn from reflecting on experiences. That quote is by American philosopher John Dewey. So take a moment to jot down your thoughts. Identify the strengths you've exhibited when being scattered has been the main barrier to your day or to your week. Perhaps it's resilience, it's creativity, or a sense of humor that keeps you going. Whatever it may be, acknowledge it and celebrate it. And as we continue on our journey of self-discovery and growth, I want to offer you two additional resources to support you in embracing your strength and practicing self-care. So that's a mindful moment. my internet friend Zoa. She's a wonderful yogi, and she's leading this 21 days of HIIPS beginner and intermediate class on her website. I love her attitude and openness towards movement, so I've linked her class and also her TikTok to follow for daily inspiration. I think she's absolutely wonderful. And then some journaling ideas. We know that journaling is one of those things that's always recommended. And my friend Helen, internet friend Helen, from the Coffee Monsters Co., she explores 5 journaling prompts for the upcoming week, and I've linked those as well. Journaling is a great activity to help you reflect, gain insight, tap into inner wisdom. I love these 5 prompts specifically because they are simple and low effort. And getting the most bang for the least amount of effort is my jam. So follow Helen on TikTok for all things planner, stickers, fountain pens, and planner realness. So remember, my friends, that even in our moments of scatteredness, we are capable, we are resilient, we are also worthy. Embrace your strengths, lean into them, and know that you are not alone in this journey. As always, if you need to reach out to me, simply reply to the email. Wishing you a week filled with self-discovery, growth, and the joy of embracing your unique strengths. Take care of yourselves and each other. I love you, Danita. If you'd like to get these Sunday letters in your inbox, just go to my website, danitaplatt.page, and sign up for Sunday letters. And also, I have a Substack where I talk about all things food and culture and the important aspects of that, and crediting the people who have helped to shape America's culinary palate. It is through food that I think we embrace community. And I also do a lot of recipes and that kind of thing over there. You can find me at danita.substack.com, and my Substack is called Important, Easy, Delicious.